Good evening, truckers everywhere, and welcome one and all to this week's Hutton Orbital News. I'm Rudolf Hucker, and joining me in the studio tonight, we've got a Harry Balsack.
Good evening, Rudolf. We're also joined by our special correspondents, Norma Snockers.
Ready and waiting.
And Lou Snockers.
Launch clearance granted.
And of course, Amelia.
Standing by.
The decks are cleared and we're ready for action. Here goes.
Rage Against the Machine. Hutton saves the galaxy once again.
Palin plagued by pesky pirates.
Prognosticating limp preemptively pursues pirate.
Admiral, there be type sixes here.
All the latest from Haxwing.
Lou's here to remind us that our systems sometimes need a little care.
And Norma's always ready to tell us where to stick our initiative.
First tonight, in a startling revelation, Thargoids have once again retreated from attacking anything at all. Nothing burned. Nothing got covered in green goo. No one is running around like they've just flown through a caustic cloud and are shouting, "Get it off me!" this week. Whilst Galnet has broken the story that it's due to the unceasing efforts of pilots around Palin's new base and the latest expansion into previously unoccupied territory, Hutton's roving reporters have uncovered an entirely different set of facts that prove that once again, the Hutton truckers have saved the galaxy. Last night, an intrepid and fearsome force of Hutton truckers made their way to the Delphi system to perform their own and rather thorough probing of a Thargoid. Yes, 15 truckers headed up by the deadly Commander Flossie, aided and abetted by Amelia Hawke, descended on the system, stole probes from under Tharg's nose, he was quite angry about that, wired them up with a link and a sensor, and proceeded to the Thargoid machine planet side to do their bit for humanity. The team promptly broke the Thargoid machine. It didn't glow, or pulse, or light up like a giant galactic star map. It didn't moan or wheeze, spark or activate. Whatever buttons Hutton pushed, it did a proper number on the machine, rendering it utterly inoperable. After a couple of hours of rewiring, a little work with an SRV-mounted soldering iron, and some gaffer tape, the team managed to get it to cough into life, at which point one of the projectors decided to broadcast the swirly stuff halfway through a wall, before dying again. Hutton's boffins, backed by various gin-swilling representatives from Canon Interstellar, have noted that this is the second time that Hutton have gone to town on the Thargoids, and the second time that the very next Thargoid Thursday, they're nowhere to be seen. A coincidence? We think not. We're chalking this one up as a Hutton win. Atrus 5060, our steady and stalwart conduit to the Eagle Eye network, had the following to say before taking a leave of absence for an extended break.
Good evening, truckers. The boffins and I are utterly confused at the lack of Thargoid activity, evidently explained by the truckers, through no intelligent action of their own, saving humanity without a single shot being fired. For the mug!
His notes may not have been entirely complete, as we have it on good authority that Commander Flossie, rated harmless by the Pilots Federation, engaged one particularly naughty scavenger in one-on-one combat and splattered its remains all over the inside of the Thargoid machine. We have applied to the Pilots Federation Examination Board to reclassify Flossie as the Full Van Damme, an honorary title bestowed even on the most frightening of single combat specialists. Take that, Tharg!
Professor Palin, having taken up residence in a new system, well away from any eight-sided menace, and promptly having attracted them like flies around bio waste, has been struck down with a new challenge. The code...
Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate!
Old adversaries of Hood Milwittle, peg-legged, twin-eye, patch-wearing, skull-and-crossbones, underpants-wearing, dastardly do-wrongs, have started a protection racket in the very system he's occupying. Threatening to blockade the new planetary base and extort void opals from anyone entering their system. The PSA, or public service announcement, explaining that the system was under their control, was quickly edited to be identified as an SSA, or self-serving announcement. Moderators of galactic message boards justified this classification by reminding everyone that they'd forgotten who the code...
Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
We're up until this point, and with the defection of their most famous members to other groups, including Hutton and Haxman squadrons, no one could remember who was in charge. We wish them the best of luck with their blockade, and would remind them that the last time they tried this, we nicked their wooden leg. And left them, for want of a better phrase, hopping mad.
Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You're hard fiddled indeed. Being a pirate is a wretched deed. Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Limpets seem set to receive upgrades to their onboard software soon, following live tests in a res near Hutton Space. A prototype drone with the new anti-stupidity software, or AS, for Calaxa Limpets was observed to target and follow a perfectly healthy-looking pirate ship, seemingly anticipating its destruction. Said drone pursued the pirate around the res site until his ship was destroyed, and then set about sifting through all the bits for useful salvage. When I interviewed dastardly pirate Raggy Bagwash of the Purple Buccaneer clan aboard the Pillar of Fortitude later that day, he said, "It's despicable. I was minding my own business in that res site, and out of nowhere comes this mad limpet. I couldn't shake it. The mothership followed with lasers blasting, and next thing I know, I'm in my escape capsule here. That drone took everything. I'm told the parts of my cyber leg are now serving banana milkshakes in McDargrid's somewhere now. Since I paid my bounty off, I can't afford a new one either. All I get was this here peg leg. I'm a living, limping cliche, and it ain't fair." I asked him if he could expect help from the rest of the pirate clan. "Where are your buccaneers?" I asked. "Under my bucking hat, and I ain't selling them," he shouted and stormed off. Tests of ASS are ongoing, but early results look promising.
There have been reports of sightings this week from SCORD AA-A-H294 of the great Type 6 migration. Those who have seen the migration as it passes majestically through system after system at a languorous pace are still no wiser as to why this herd, or more correctly, pile, as that is the collective noun as in pile of bricks, pile of Type 6s is making its lonely way across the vast tracts of interstellar space, foregoing all contact save for its own kind. Their plaintive cries echo across the sub-ether waveband, audible only to operators of highly sophisticated equipment, to people seated around a table in the dark, holding hands who often mistake the dirge for a voice from the dead, and to Alvin. One Type 6, named Chitter Brick, falls behind. We can see that its input vents are clogged with discarded plastic from ships who have jettisoned their cargo of insulating membranes and food containers. We see the other ships in the pile waggle their stubby little wings in salute for their comrade as they continue at an unaltered pace. Chitar drifts towards a nearby planet, thrusters inoperable because of the space pollution, and we watch as it gathers speed. Faster, faster as it approaches the surface, until it finally explodes in a ball of flame. And as if ejecting a seed, an escape capsule is flung from the wreckage and disappears from view. The monumental cloud of Type 6s continues unaffected. It is, perhaps, that they cannot afford to be distracted from their goal. Where they are going, no one knows. No one has ever known. The reason that they are making this epic journey, we may not know in our lifetime. Maybe they are following an ancient route, followed now only because of some deep-seated instinct. Is it about sex? Yes, probably. That is the driving force for most things in the galaxy. We suspect that these Type 6s are heading to a galactic spawning ground where new ships will be created. Very little is known about the breeding habits of the Type 6. Indeed, it is very difficult to tell the sex of these ships. Without wishing to be indelicate, if you examine the undercarriage, they appear to be the same. We do know that they do not interbreed. A keelback, who presumably self-identified as a Type 6, attempted to mate with a purebred and was rebuffed. Not surprisingly, since keelbacks get very little love. We wish the Type 6 migration good luck from all of us here at Hutton Orbital, and trust that sufficient will make it to their endpoint to make the journey worthwhile. Fade to black.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
Looks like we have another week off, Haxwing. We kicked Tharg in the mandible so hard they decided not to attack any systems this week. If you are looking for some bug-stomping opportunities, there are still non-human signal sources in the Pleiades and Witchhead sectors where you can hunt for Goids. If you want a week off from combat but still want to help the war effort, Operation Ida is currently hauling repair supplies to Titan's Daughter and Taygeta. If you're feeling really ambitious, the Witchhead sector stations are in need of repair supplies following last week's attack. The Gnosis is in the area to help support you if you are working there. Otherwise, it's a good week to rest up, clean your guns, and refill your materials, because you know Tharg isn't giving up yet. Keep your eyes on the signal sources and be ready to defend the mug.
End Haxcom transmission. Defend the mug.
A special request from our very own Drew Peacock this week. He asks, and I quote, "Will you all keep the out of my system? I'm rather glad to report that he's suffering with mods at the moment, so that's quite fortunate. As some of you may know, it's not that simple, but we'll get to that after the news. We're down to four systems over 60%, which is a great improvement, so please keep working against us in those systems. And remember, 60% is a maximum, not a target. Ideally, we're aiming for 50%, but anywhere between 40 and 60 is pretty comfortable. No factions are breathing down our necks, and we have a healthy gap in systems, so hopefully you'll all be free to knock down those high percentages and join in our little game, which we'll be telling you about shortly. Over in Colonia, it looks like King Hanky is understandably still quite upset over his recent bereavement. His report is full of tears. All work to be done in Tier, all missions and passengers to be taken in Tier, any bounties to be handed in at Tier, even exploration data to be dropped at Tier, after checking with Hanky first, of course. If we can ask all commanders who do work in Tier to tip a mug to King Hanky's lost snakes, that would be appreciated. Over to Norma.
Recent reports from the Witchhead Nebula indicate that the Thargoid forces in the region have been defeated. Along with the Galactic Community's assistance, the superpowers have successfully pushed back the Thargoid threat from the Witchhead Nebula, resulting in the region being declared as an official human colony.